Olagbi on the shoulder of Oyegoke, who's impressed throughout in this game, and he's done well to feed it back to Kirk. Kirk then clears forward. Alfie Matthews controls with his chest, but Bailey managed to get there ahead of him at the second attempt, and via substitute Lucas De Fiesa, they're able to play back to the defence, and De Fiesa picks it up again here for Southampton and plays it wide to Keogh, looking to try and link up with De Fiesa again. Southampton throw midway through Arsenal's half on the far side. Keogh into Chalk. Keogh's forward pass intercepted, and the substitute Dennis can bring it forward here for Arsenal over the halfway line. There's a forward run from Greenwood. He's got Matthews to his left. He'll go all the way here and strike from distance. What a brilliant solo goal by the substitute Matt Dennis. Drove, what, 30, 40, 50 yards from the halfway line up to the edge of the penalty area and smashed it in at the near post of Bycroft's goal. The deadlock's broken, 10 minutes from time. It's from the substitute Matthew Dennis. It's Arsenal 1, Southampton 0.
And it all started by a loose pass from the Southampton defence, wasn't it? I think it was Southampton breaking forward. I think it was Keogh just made a loose pass. But what a great run by Dennis. He just ran straight towards goal. He had players either side of him. He used them effectively as dummies. So when he got to the edge of the penalty area, the goal had opened up nicely for him. Lovely right foot shot from 18 yards out. He beat a biker off. You might say it is near post, but I think it was the way Dennis ran across, the arc of his run, opened up the angle beautifully. Bycroft, I don't think you can say he was at fault. I would put that down to a great individual goal by Matt Dennis. An inspired substitution by Ken Gillard. And maybe overtime's not going to be needed anymore, Sam. Still about 10 minutes to go, though. So we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, could be a rare event here. Arsenal winning at home. Arsenal 1, Southampton 0.
Headed on by Chalk, and Russ will help it on. Raced onto here by Smith. He's away inside the box here, Jaden Smith. Turns away from the byline, pulls it back, massively overhits, and Russ, although he got the shot away, it hits his hand, and it's an Arsenal free kick. Arsenal defence completely switched off. Jaden Smith raced onto the loose ball, but was almost too quick for his own good, forced himself to the byline, and then his pass back massively overhit straight onto Russ's arm.
Russ really had no chance, and although he tried to control it with his thigh, the ball hit his hand, and I think that's the final whistle, Sam.
It certainly is. The game draws to a close, and Arsenal are into the fifth round of the FA Youth Cup. They've beaten Southampton by a goal to nil. Substitute Matthew Dennis, with a positive run from the halfway line, got to the edge of the Southampton penalty area with a fierce shot, managed to beat Bycroft at his near post to seal up the win for Arsenal. It was a game decided by just a goal. Really tight game, closely contested. I said during the second half it might well be just a single goal that decides it. That's what it proved to be, and it proved to be a substitute in Matthew Dennis to seal the tie for Arsenal and ensure they go into the fifth round of the FA Youth Cup. A game that took a while to get going. It was a bit more open in the second half. Not a classic by any stretch of the imagination, but a brilliant goal to win the game.